Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The Watch Your Next podcast helps to build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then the show. Before we get to today's episode, I want to chat about our sponsor today. Our sponsor is Epigraph Literary Festival, which is a three-day virtual event that introduces readers to authors with new and upcoming books and hosts genre and lifestyle theme sessions. We host a spring and summer festival in April or a fall and winter festival in September. You won't want to miss our happy hour sessions at the end of each day of the festival. And if your idea of a good time spending time with book people, you won't want to miss it. So you can join us on April 27th to the 29th by registering at epigraphlitfestival.com. If you missed the festival, you can catch the replays and you can find the link at epigraphlitfestival.com, or you can join us in our next festival. So now let's get to today's show. Hi, Tiff. Welcome to Watch Your Next Podcast.
Hi, Laura. It's so good to be here. I love seeing you on the screen, and it's great to talk to you again.
Oh my gosh, it's so great to talk to you. We were just chatting before we get started that we were like, we connected in 2019 before the olden times, and then we connected again in the pandemic, and I was living in a different place. And then the third time, I think it's the third or fourth time you're here, it's I am like living in a different place. Somehow in the future, maybe I'll live in the fifth time, I'll live in a different place.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I love keeping up with you. I think you're so amazing. And you do so much for, you know, the author community, and it's just so fun to talk to you.
Yeah. So I am so excited to chat with you. So tell us what you've been up to.
Yeah. So I have just been writing. Last year, the last time we talked to one another, I think it was a year and a half ago, I think. But it was, you know, I have just continuously written, and I have my next book coming out, When Jasmine Blooms, next week, which is April 11. And I'm, you know, gearing up for that.
Yeah. So you wrote some romances before that. So tell us, you juggle between women's fiction and romance, like romance novels. Like, what made you kind of like, how do you balance both? And at the same time, what made you decide to go from one or the other? Is it mood striking writing, or is just basically, you know, I have the story, this needs to be a women's fiction, or this needs to be romance?
Yeah. You know, well, a lot of it is like the whole timing of the contracts. Mm-hmm. At the same time, when it comes time to think of a new, think of a pitch, the stories kind of come on their own in the way that they're at. So before, since I talked to you last, I think I published three romances, and that was through Montlake Romance. The last is a standalone. It's called Lucky Streak. And it's a Romeo Juliet type war of families type romance set in the Outer Banks. And it was from my Heart Resort series. So that was part of a contract. But then when it came time to pitch, it was like, okay, which one's next? And When Jasmine Blooms came along, and I have been thinking of that for a long time. It's inspired by Abigail Alcott and Marmee of Little Women. And it's a what if story, and it's set in contemporary times. And it is, you know, Celine is her own character going through her own grieving process, but it is just my take of what Marmee would have done if she were a contemporary figure today.
Oh my gosh, I love it. We got to talk about some of your backlist titles. Yeah. So where do we get started? So where do we start from your titles? Like, you know, if I'm a new reader, or I just read Jasmine Blooms, then I'm like, I need to read more of you.
For sure. I mean, if you love romance, contemporary romance, I would say start with It Takes Heart. And that's from the Heart Resort series. And it really kicks off that whole universe about these four siblings who live on a resort, and they run that resort in the Outer Banks. So it's a fictional place, and it's just them finding the loves of their lives, but really dealing also with each other because they are trying to manage this resort on their own. And then if you want to start with contemporary fiction, besides When Jasmine Blooms, because that's, you know, that is more truly, that is truly contemporary fiction. I do have The Key to Happily Ever After, which kicked off my contemporary fiction career. And that is about three sisters who run a wedding shop in Old Town Alexandria. And it is fun and it's light. And it is set in Old Town Alex, which is one of my favorite places in Northern Virginia.
Yeah, I love that. Cute Happily Ever After was like my first Tiff Marcella book. And it was just like the start of a love affair.
Yeah, I've just been so pleased that I have an agent, you know, that is able to support what I want to write. And I'm just glad that readers continue to want to read it, because, you know, if readers want it, then hopefully the publishers will pick me up. So I'm just glad to be able to do what I'm doing. And I also have a young adult. So for those that are young or are young at heart, I have a contemporary YA, and it's a Christmas story. It's called The Holiday Switch. So it's, so that's something else.
The Holiday Switch is perfect for your Hallmark movie lover.
Yes.
You know, you just need like a cute little town, like a Christmas town that explodes. And it's like cute kids like running wild and trying to be grown up, but they're not.
And it's very fast. It's a very fast read. So if you, I have folks getting or purchasing The Holiday Switch like the whole year, because it's such a fun read and it's just a fast read. And I'm, and for the future, like I was able to get a contract with Harlequin. So I am so proud that I'm going to be able to write in category romance in 2024.
Oh,
so I just turned in, I know, I just turned in the first book. So this is like a truly special thing that I've been able to, with the help of so many folks and with the support of readers that that I get to write category romance, which is, I'm so excited about.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait. Do you know what line are you walking?
Special edition.
Ooh.
So it is definitely where I belong, where there's a lot of family, but it's, romance and there's drama. And then, the heat level is probably like out of five, maybe one to two, which is standard.
Yeah. That's standard for special editions and stuff like that. So
yeah,
that's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So you got a little bit for every type of reader. You got some YA, you got some contemporary fiction, you got some romance, and then you got some romance available on Kindle Unlimited too.
Yes.
So it's just like excited. So you have like you're touching where we are,
Yeah. And I'm just happy about it. And there's more stories. So I'm working on more pitches for hopefully another contemporary fiction down the road. So we'll just have to cross our fingers.
Oh my gosh, I love this. All right, so we got to talk some book recommendations. What kind of books do you want to recommend our listeners to pick up?
I have three different kind of books I want to recommend. The first is actually post-apocalyptic. And Laura and I were just talking before the podcast about the pandemic and all this stuff, but this is actually a pandemic book. It is so character-driven that I cried so many times. So it's by Sequoia Nagamatsu, and it's called When We Go High in the Dark. And it's really like a set of short stories that are interconnected after a global pandemic hits. And it was amazing because I was able to process a lot of my feelings through it, which is what books are for. And in this book, the pandemic ends. So there is years later, it was such a great book, and it's so character driven and it's so touching. I wanted to recommend a memoir called Crying in H Mart by Michelle Zauer. Again, I think I needed some processing, and Michelle did such a great job. I had it both in the book of the month version as well as in audio. So I just toggled back and forth, and it was like a weekend of just processing. And this is the story, her story about her mother that passed away, and talks about the highs and lows of all of that, and doesn't really gloss anything over. So it was really powerful. And then my romance that I want to recommend is April Asher's Not Your Ex's Hexes. So what is it of a paranormal? It's back. I mean,
witches are back. The witches are back.
Are back. And so, April Asher is my critique partner. So that is a disclaimer. So I read these books, before and it's very, very early stages, but to read it in its final form, it is so funny. Mm-hmm. And the series is about three witch sisters and their love lives. And this is about the second sister who is kind of lost in the shuffle. Like she doesn't know what to do with herself. And as she meets this demon who is also kind of lost in what he wants to do. So it's nice because they get to find themselves in each other also. And to continue on that. So there is another witch book. It's Mr. and Mrs. Witch by Gwenda Bond. And it is so good. It is like, what is that movie? I just lost it. Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. The rom-com.
Yep.
Yeah. So that was hilarious too. And then I started this other book, The Society of, oh my gosh.
Society of Irregular Sangumanjana is the author. So yes. I'll put it in the show notes.
It's so good. So I'm listening to that now in audio and audio just hits different, right? Mm-hmm. And I just love it so much. I don't know. I might be looking for more witch books. Anybody?
Yeah, I'll include a list. There's plenty of new witches books that are coming out. So there's ritual thinking. Yeah.
Yes. So it's just, I went from, post-apocalyptic to like,
to really messages.
What is going on with my brain? I don't know it needs something, it's interesting what we choose along the way.
It just needs magical powers.
I know.
To breeze through things. And we're okay, no. So awesome, Tiff. Tell us where you can find you online.
Yeah. So the easiest way to find me online is on my website, tiffmarcello.com. But if you wanted to connect with me on a social media site, it would be Instagram is probably the fastest. And then I also have a website. It's Stories to Love Podcast. And I do the same thing as Laura does. Laura's like a mentor in which I interview or have in conversations with folks about their books. And it's kind of like a mini book club.
It's very exciting and you should definitely check it out. So thank you, Tiff, for being on the show.
Thank you so much.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com. Did you know you can purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore? With Libro.fm, you can pick up more than 250,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from real booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company, you know the name, but you'll be part of a different story, one that supports your local community. If you're new to audiobooks, there's a perfect way to squeeze into more reading into your busy life. Listen with a free Libro.fm app while you do your chores, walk your dog, relax at home. The Watch Read Next podcast has a special offer for our listeners. Get two audiobooks on Libro.fm for the price of one with your first month of membership. Use code WATCHREADNEXT. This offer is only valid for new members in Canada and the US. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? Watch Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.